What do people in Wisconsin think about President Trump and his potential campaign opponents? Governor Evers, how about gun control? Marquette Law School has results out today from its first statewide poll since this spring. Charles Franklin is director of the Marquette Law School Survey, also professor of law and public policy at Marquette Law School. Charles, welcome back to Central Time.
Good to be here.
All right, new results out today. Let's start national. What do we see when we look at President Trump and his potential Democratic challengers?
Sure. We asked about the four Democrats who are leading in national polling. Joe Biden has a significant lead, 51-42 over President Trump, with 6% saying either neither or they don't know. When we move to Bernie Sanders, who won the state in the Democratic primary in 2016, he has a small advantage, 48-44 over Trump, with 7% not choosing either. When we get to Warren and Harris, though, we have a tie. Warren at 45, Trump at 45, with 10% undecided. And with Harris, it's 44-44 with 12% undecided. I think the things to point out are that Biden and Sanders are, by a good margin, better known than Harris or Warren in the state, and that the Trump margin or Trump vote ranges from 42-45, a kind of narrow 3-point range, whereas across the Democrats, we have about a 7-point range from 44-51. So I think that shows you that the Trump base is pretty solid in the low to mid 40s and doesn't vary much depending on who the Democratic candidate is. But the support for the Democratic candidate at this stage varies a bit more by 7 points or so across the four candidates we asked about.
Now, here in Wisconsin, Democratic voters will get a chance to vote in a primary from amongst these candidates. Obviously, a lot of the field will be winnowed down by the time they come to us. But what did you see when you compared and contrasted the various Democratic primary candidates?
So among the people who might vote in the Democratic primary, Biden leads with 28%, followed by Sanders at 20 and Warren at 17. That follows much national polling, though Sanders and Warren can be close in some national polls. But then when we get to the fourth place, Pete Buttigieg finishes fourth at 6%, and Kamala Harris, who's typically fourth in national polling, is only getting about 3% of the vote here. And so there's a little bit of a difference between us and national polling, primarily in Harris doing about 3 when she's doing somewhere in the low teens, 11 or 12 in most national polls.
Well, let's do our usual disclaimer. This thing is still early. It's a while before even Iowa gets to start casting votes. What do you do with numbers like this from this vantage point?
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought it up. The way to think about all polls, and certainly mine at this point, is we are in the middle of the second inning. And the middle of the second score is not a sure guide to what the bottom of the ninth looks like. The purpose of watching these polls now is just like keeping score in a ball game, to see when candidates move up or when they fall off, when they get a temporary bump that then disappears or launch on a strong trajectory. You're really watching a dynamic process that can and surely will change over time, but we have no idea where it will end up. What we have is this look at where we stand now, about the middle of the second inning.
Talking to Charles Franklin, director of the Marquette Law School poll. They've got new numbers out as of earlier this afternoon. Charles, not that long ago, you joined us to talk about Wisconsin popular opinion when it comes to issues of gun control. And you asked about a couple of those related issues in this survey. What kind of things did you see?
Yeah, first of all, not much change in opinion over the course after, you know, the various shootings that took place over the spring and summer. But what we continue to find is pretty strong support for background checks. 80% favor background checks. It was 81% last time, so hardly changed at all. We asked a new question about red flag laws. If a judge rules that someone is a danger to themselves or others, should the police be able to take their guns away? 81% supported that, just 12% opposed it. And in both of these questions, over three quarters of households with a gun support background checks and red flags. And it's over 80% that supported in non-gun households. But that's very strong support, even in the households with a gun. Support is much more divided on banning assault weapons. 57% support that. That's a little bit higher from 54% that we measured in the last year or so, but it's not a dramatic change. And here, the divisions between gun households and non-households are sharper, with gun households evenly divided 49-50 on an assault ban, whereas the non-gun households are much more supportive.
I want to tackle a couple more issues that I don't know if I've seen regularly in the surveys before, Charles. You asked about people's views of a diverse society and immigrants and about racial disparities. What stood out to you in what people had to say?
Well, I think the first thing to notice is we asked a question about whether an increasingly diverse society of racial and nationality groups makes the country a better or a worse place. And in this poll, 65% say a more diverse society makes America a better place. Just 4% said worse, 27% said no difference. We asked that same question in early October of 2016, and 53% said better, 9 worse, and 35 no difference. So we've seen a tick up of pretty significant margin from 53 to 65, saying that greater diversity is making America a better place. I think that shows up in national polling on this issue as well, that the country is somewhat more positive towards diversity and a very plural society than even it was 3 years ago in 2016.
And that's interesting, Charles, because in politics, it seems like this really hotly divided issue. Critics of diversity, supporters of diversity, the surveys don't seem to paint that picture.
Well, we certainly see divisions when you break this down by partisanship and other demographic characteristics. So it's hardly the case that everyone's united in this view, and that's important to recognize that there are divisions over this. But it also fits with a kind of counter-cyclical public opinion that we've seen going all the way back to Reagan. When a conservative gets elected, public opinion tends to move in a more liberal direction. When a liberal is elected, it moves in a more conservative direction. That's happened for every president, at least since Reagan. And so I think we're seeing some elements of it here. President Trump's substantially negative policies towards immigration and immigrants is met with public opinion moving in the opposite direction.
Interesting. Charles, thank you so much for joining us today. We're all out of time. That's Charles Franklin with the Marquette University Law School poll, talking about the latest results out this afternoon.